The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, March 24th, 2023. So glad you could join us. You know, we're all about solutions on the show, and we have been, like I said, I'm not going to get back into the lecture about our shortwave frequency, but I'll tell you something. My wife, as I said, we were having this conversation, and I didn't get to finish my thought process because we have so much news and so much stuff going on we didn't even get to talk about, and you'll have to, you know, look up the email blast. If you don't get it, you should, because all this news is there, and it's there for you to link to. But she came up with an idea besides the phone. You know, the satellite was one, but the third thing she said, which made a whole lot of sense, is you, as a shortwave listener, go out and share this program with your friends and tell them to shop at the Power Mall so we can keep the satellite going. If you love the program that much, share it with everybody you know and tell them all to start listening to the Power Hour and support it. That's the best way to do it. I said, great idea. Share it with your friends. Don't hold back on the information if you know that information is questionable. But see, the second thing that we came up with was, how about getting a satellite that picks up Globalstar? Because that's who this program is carried. Now, you see, and I would like to have our producer, Catherine, who's been on the show, been with the show since 2009. And she basically has seen a complete upset when GCN took our programming offline with Joyce after Joyce passed. Everything just went to hell. And one of those sad events that everything got turned upside down and our time slot got changed and people thought that we ceased to exist and our listener base just like whoosh, dropped off. Well, see, the thing is those of you who have Rick's satellite know that Rick Kaler has been dedicated to keeping the truth out there. He and his wife, Bobby, are God-loving couple that believe in Jesus Christ, and they work together in a small home-based business that used to only be a hobby. And now, 14 years later, Rick Satellite is still in business, and people are still subscribing. And the thing is that we're going to be talking about some of the issues, because a lot of you have them. You're concerned about privacy. You don't want to be spied on. Many of you don't have internet. And you know what? Yeah, we're going to answer that question. Because those of you who do not like the internet, who don't trust the internet, that think it was created by the CIA... Rick Kaler is going to have some answers to all of that stuff. And if you have calls and concerns and questions about the satellite dish, oh, you're going to love this. God is working through Rick Kaler always. The man is inspired. And I'm going to let him tell you what one of our listeners did with Rick's satellite. Rick Kaler, welcome to the show. Let's start off with the good news. One of your listeners did something great. Tell us about it.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me on the air. Hi, Kat. Hi, Jay. We're waving at you. Hope you can see me. Hi, Joyce up above. Thank you all for having me on the show. And special howdy to all those great Power Hour listeners. And there's one really special great Power Hour listener. This person got a system from us many years ago. Is extremely good with mechanical ability things, and having no experience with satellite systems at all, the person was able to put it up themselves and had been enjoying it for many years, and called one time the frequency move for the Power Hour on the satellite, so everybody that had our system had to rescan the frequency that you moved to 12177 megahertz, and she was able to do it. She's just so happy with the system overall, and she heard you mention Monday that I was going to be on the show today on Feel Good Friday on the wonderful Power Hour, and keep it keeping up with the history of the years of, that we joined with Joyce and all the great Power Hour listeners and given away over 116 satellite systems over those years with Joyce Riley on Feel Good Fridays, that this person wants to remain anonymous, but a great West Virginian wants to donate a system, and we want it to go to a deserving person, a listener of the Power Hour that may be having trouble with shortwave or may not be able to afford the satellite system. So, Dave, I want to team up with you and come up with some way to find a Power Hour listener for a Rick satellite system at no cost.
Wow. That's incredible. And see, the thing is, now I want to get into the nuts and bolts of this, because we were talking before we went on, folks, and the thing is that first off, I want to have Rick identify and define when you get the satellite, first off. Now, I mean, a free satellite system to give away. God bless whoever donated that anonymously, because somebody is going to stay informed no matter what. Now, this system normally costs, the last time I checked online, was $269, is that right?
$269 complete, including shipping. That includes the satellite dish. It's called a 90 centimeter. It measures 33 inches tall by about 30 inches wide. Complete installation kit. Comes with 100 feet of RG6 coax cable, the hardware for mounting the dish, cable clips, a compass, a level, and, of course, the satellite receiver. Now, the satellite receiver can be connected to the Internet for those that want to explore Internet apps and things like that. But as long as you don't connect the satellite receiver to the Internet, these systems are called TVRO, TV and radio reception only. There's no way that Big Brother can monitor or know what you're watching or listening to as long as you don't connect the device to the Internet.
That should answer a lot of people's fear of the government spying on them. So the thing is, we already know from the TikTok hearings that have been going on in D.C., it's been pretty much established with those inside the government. They know that TikTok is monitoring the keystrokes, which means once you connect to the Internet and you do that by satellite, you do it by your computer, by your cell phone, because those things are like miniature computers. For those of you who don't understand what smartphone technology is all about, and you have one and don't understand the power of those things, they're huge, but they can also be monitored. They can be hacked. And see, this system, as long as you don't connect it to the Internet, you're safe. That's the whole point of why what Rick just said. And now let's talk about the number of channels you can get and what you can get when you get one of these systems.
Okay, so, and I will mention, too, this particular satellite is known as Galaxy 19, and we've teamed up with Todd Wade of the Global Star Radio Network many years ago and working with Joyce to get as many like-minded shows like yours and other patriots and alternative health shows on Galaxy 19. And this satellite's located at 97 degrees west longitude. For me here in Missouri, it's pretty close to due south, and the signal's coming down out of the sky at a 45-degree angle. Now, once you set up the dish outside and you aim it at the satellite and you find the satellite, we use the signal bars and the receiver to aim it in with, then currently there are about 97 free TV channels and about 37 free radio channels. And you mentioned a subscription. There is no subscription. There's no monthly fee. There's no contracts to sign. Once you buy the system, you own it, and that's it. The programming is free. There are stations like yours, the Power Hour, and they're advertiser supported. So we've got to keep the Power Hour on the air, so we need to continue to support the Power Hour. But on the TV channels, of the 97 TV channels, a lot of them are foreign from all around the world in many different languages. There's about 20 full-time English TV channels. One of them's a world news channel, Press TV, out of Iran. They'll cover a lot of news and events that, of course, the national media here would never cover. So it's actually a good channel. Victory TV offers some good news breaks, too. They're real good. There's a clean movie channel on the satellite, Posse TV. Basically, they just play faith-based oriented movies. So we enjoy enjoy that channel. There's a TV channel called Smile of a Child. It's a good channel for children. We've had a lot of folks over the years that homeschool that don't have a problem of actually turning on Smile of a Child and letting their children watch the TV channel. There's a lot of religious TV channels. The 3ABN Network was some of Joyce's favorite. They had like six channels there. Hope Channel, Amazing Facts, Amazing Discoveries. Daystar is also there. Sun Life Broadcasting, Jimmy Swigert's network. Trinity Broadcasting, the Church Channel. And so there's several TV channels. Once again, no monthly fee, no contracts to sign. You receive the programming for free. And then there's a button on the remote, the TV radio button, allows you to press it to switch from the TV channels to the list of radio channels. And we program the receiver before we send it out. We put the English TV channels at the top of the TV list. We put the Power Hour, the Global Star Radio Network station, channel number one of the radio list. And then another good Patriot network there is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a lot of good shows on Todd's network, the Global Star Network. We also have the Hagman Report and Jeff Rentz and Ted Rohr. RBN has John Moore, the Road Warrior with Chris Hinckley, Chris Schweitzer, Mike Gaddy, Mike Rivero. So we've got a good assortment, a good lineup of Patriot news, alternative health information, shows like yours that just fill the gap. It's just great to hear you talk and how you believe so strong in what you say and help keeping us educated what's going on. We love tuning into the Power Hour. And
well,
we think the satellite
that.
System gives people another option, especially those on shortwave. We love shortwave, Harry, at WWCR. If you're listening, we love you too, my friend. And we work with Harry to keep his satellite system going so he can broadcast the Power Hour from his satellite system over WWCR. So shortwave's important. But if you're having trouble keeping it in with the satellite system, when you have the signal locked, it's just strong and locked, and it doesn't fade in and out.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing that a lot of our listeners have been complaining about, Rick, is the fading in and out and the distortion and some of the things that, you know, can go wrong because of the fact that these radio signals bounce out of the atmosphere, which many times, if you've ever looked like at an FM pattern, it looks like Swiss cheese if you ever actually look at the signal patterns of some of these things. Those of us in broadcasting are very much aware of this, having been in it and understanding the how the frequencies work and what they do and how things get around. But see, when you're automatically dialed into a satellite and you tune in radio channel one on Rick's satellite, you're automatically going to get us and the signal is going to be clean, right?
That is correct. And as we used to say when we'd come on with Joyce, we'd put it on Todd Waits' Global Star Network, the Power Hour channel, and break off the knob.
God,
and
I'd
send her a picture of an old desk radio, of course, when we'd say that. But it was great. We think the system has value, a lot of good channels, a lot of good information. Some things you will not get, because these are questions that we do get a lot of. Will I get my local stations? No, you're not going to get your local stations. They're not going up to the satellite. You're not going to get any of the major networks like ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and that's not a big deal anyway. You're not going to get your typical pay channels like are on cable and DirecTV and DishNet. So we got a lot of religion, a lot of some world news, press TV, a lot of foreign programming in a lot of different languages, a lot of good religion programming, and two of the best Patriot networks available on satellite. Big Brother has no way to know what you're connected to, what you're watching, or what channel you're listening to. So there's no way to monitor it, no monthly fee, no contracts to sign. You do have to have a clear view of the sky to this satellite, Galaxy 19. And it depends on where you're located. The further north you go, the lower the elevation angle is going to be. So you have to do what we call a site survey. And if folks are interested in getting the system and don't know for sure if they'd have a line of sight, give us a call, Rick Satellite. We'll give our number out here shortly. And we will look up your address and look up what the coordinates are. And we can do an overhead satellite view and zoom into the rooftop and basically see if there's a place where you could mount the dish there that would have a line of sight to the satellite. So anybody that wants to get the system, we want to make for sure that you can use it. You're going to have to install it. it's going to be, you know, a little physical work involved. Going to have to mount the satellite dish outside. It comes with its own J-pipe and a pedestal base, so it can be lag bolted to a wall, to the side of the house, to a wooden post. Then you just have to have a clear view wherever you put it, so there's no obstructions between the satellite that we're aiming at, Galaxy 19, and your satellite dish.
Okay, so the thing is, too, is if you wanted to pour a cement pad out in the yard and affix this to a cement pad, because you've got a lot of trees like we do, you can actually put the, run that that antenna and the dish out there away from the house to where it's open and point it at the satellite that way and still get it.
Absolutely. You don't even have to pour a pad. It's even easier than that. One of my favorite installs is I prefer not to put, you know, lag bolts in my home or my deck and things like that. So I normally will go to a hardware store and get me a standard chain link fence post, 1 5/8 diameter, 6 foot long. I'll dig me an 18 inch diameter hole, 18 inches deep. I'll pick me up 2 bags of Quikrete while I'm at the hardware store, and then I'll put a little keyway on the bottom of that pole so it won't turn in the concrete, and stick that thing down 18 inches deep and a couple of bags of Quikrete and get that in and leveled, and it can be setting up. And then I put the dish together and can usually do the whole thing in one afternoon. Go ahead and
wow.
Do the Quikrete and get the pole in. And that way you don't attach anything to the house. It's sturdy, stable. It's not going to move. It's a good way to do it. And, all that hardware, the fence post is usually about $8, a couple of bags of concrete. I usually get out of the hardware store with about $25. That's if you don't want to use the J-pipe and pedestal base. And what that is, if you've ever seen a dishnet or direct TV dish, that's what they are. They have the pipe that comes down shaped of a J with a pedestal base and then holes in it to where it can be lag bolted. So you mount the pole first, and if you don't want to do that, you can do just what you suggested, which is a great idea. And then you run the RG6 coax cable from the electronic eye in front of the dish, called an LNBF. We just call it the eye lots of times. And run a coax cable from that inside to the receiver. And we give all the installation instructions, the coordinates. We print out a picture of that overhead satellite view of the home as well. It draws out a line to the direction you're going to aim. We try to do all we can so folks can install these themselves. Once folks that can install it themselves, it can be tough finding somebody that knows about this satellite stuff and naming them in, but we've helped a lot of people lots of times to say go to the church that you go to. We talk to anybody that does a home repair or electrician work. You give me somebody like that, I can teach them pretty darn quick, and if they have our instructions in front of them, they can install it themselves. So it's not that difficult to install, but it does take a little bit of labor, some mechanical ability, and the common sense to read through the instructions and understand how it works.
Okay, and of course, we did put out, Rick, that we wanted people, if they had questions, to call in, and they're doing that. Eric in Missouri, you are on the phone with Rick Kaler. Go ahead.
Well, hi. I've tried to adjust a satellite dish before, and my brother, and it's not that easy, and he's an electrical engineer. And you're saying it's hitting a satellite?
Yeah,
and
the satellite.
Orbiting around the Earth. The satellite's not moving. It's staying in that one spot.
It's amazing technology, and that's what got me so excited about this type of stuff as a young boy, building transistor radios and such. So the satellites are built here on Earth. They're sent up to space on a rocket ship. They're placed in what's called geostationary orbit. So they're constantly moving, and they're keeping up with the rotation of the Earth at the same speed. So when we're sitting down here, it's like it's just staying in the same place. But in reality, the Earth is rotating, and the satellites, the communication satellites that are located over the equator, they're constantly in geostationary orbit, which means they're keeping up with the rotation of the Earth. The satellite owners, they can control the satellites from here. They have fuel and batteries where they can jettison them and move them to to where they need to. And one satellite lost control one time, and it was going right across the arc where the other communication satellites were. So they had to move the other satellites out of the way each time this rogue satellite was making its way across the sky. They finally regained control of it again, and they put it back into the arc and put it back into service. But so in it seems like to us, we're just putting a dish in the ground. It aims at the same place, and it stays there. That's it. But the science behind it, it's all making it happen. The signals are going up 22,000 miles and back down 22,000 miles in less than a second time. It's amazing technology, and then we turn it into turns into live TV and live radio. So that's part of my excitement of how it works. But does that answer your question, Eric?
Well, that's kind of what I thought you were going to say, but I'm just not buying it. I think those things are hooked onto it. They're hitting a tower somewhere in one spot. Your satellite dish is in one spot, and that satellite tower is in one spot. I can't believe it's just rotating with the Earth, and everything's just...
It's amazing technology, but I've been doing this since 1984 with multiple dishes, with motors, and tracking numerous satellites. It's amazing technology how it works, and we have to use the airwaves to fight what the devil's putting out there against us. So we have to use the airwaves for good. We have to fight back.
Okay, well I won't take any more time. Have you seen the movie Four Christmases with Reese Witherspoon? Did you see the Robert Duvall movie where they were putting up the satellite dish that they brought home for him?
I forget it, but I kind of remember it.
Yeah, it's pretty comical. You ought to watch it if you people want to put up their satellite dish. Okay, thank you.
Interesting. Well, I know, and see, the thing is that Eric and others, if you've ever had HughesNet like I have, you know what a nightmare that is. Besides the fact that they're beating you up, if you happen to exceed bandwidth or whatever the case may be, it's like, oh, you got to spend another token, $7.20. And I mean, there have been months where I was buying like 20 or 30 tokens just to be able to do legal research. And I'm like out in the country and just hating every minute of this. This blows HughesNet out of the water, doesn't it, Rick?
Yeah. Now, you did make me think of another question that I do get often, and that is, do I get internet with this? No, this is a satellite receiver for reception only, not for broadcasting or transmitting. It's just reception only. So nobody can monitor what channel you tune it to, what you listen to, what you watch.
Well, here's something that, you know, I think for those of you got two options. Rick Kaler from RickSatelliteUSA.com has a free satellite system to give away. One of our listeners bought the system, and we're going to give it away to somebody. I think that we need to have a write-in campaign. You can either write us directly if you want to, and of course, we have a physical address that you can send it to, a P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or if you have internet, you can dial us up at support@thepowerhour.com. And in a few short sentences, write us a story about why you think you should get the free satellite system. And I'm going to have, because I got to be impartial here, I'm going to have Rick look at all those letters. We're going to forward copies of those letters to Rick because he's got the system and he's going to give it away to some lucky listener out there. Because it's his property, and it was paid for by a wonderful, God-fearing Power Hour listener.
Amen.
And so your chance, amen, and your chance to win this, and it's not a raffle. It's free. Writing a letter is free. You can either send it to support@thepowerhour.com, or you can send it to our P.O. Box at 14921 Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And we're going to give you... I think probably we should give them at least a week or two to write the letters. If they really are interested in this, they'll write those letters and send them in. And because of the fact that this is the 24th of March, we probably want to, I got it a great idea. Let's do this. Time it with tax time, April 15th. And since that falls on a weekend, I guess it's the 18th now. So we'll do April 18th will be the deadline. And so we're going to give you almost a month to write in and let us know. And we're going to have Rick back on the show next month to talk about this. Now, this is one of the solutions I just talked about. Rick, you heard me talking about all the different solutions that my wife and I discussed about how to keep the shortwave frequency going. But if you can't, if some for some strange reason, shortwave is not available to us anymore because of expenses, people can still listen to the Power Hour, one, either by phone or by Rick's satellite. And so because it's dialed into Galaxy 19, which is where we broadcast out of. And, you know, I may even take up a channel for the Krieger Files as well, so we can have, you know, extended play and extended commentary with my podcast. And that can also be broadcasted through Global Star as well. Anything at Global Star can be dialed up. And, of course, we would let Rick know so they can program that in. But you can always, if we're on Global Star, the Galaxy 19 satellite, you can always dial in anything that's happening connected to the Power Hour. So let's give them until the 18th of April, Rick, if you want to make a mental note of that. I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, and, sounds good. Like you said, we've done a lot of these systems. We did it with Joyce for so many years, and we'd ask for letters. And even if it's not for yourself personally, if you know someone that could really use the system, but they wouldn't, they're too proud, they wouldn't ask for it for themselves, that would be a perfect candidate. We want to have some fun with this. We want to make somebody's life a little bit better and give them another way to listen to the Power Hour and a lot of other good news events and stuff that you can get on the system.
Well, and see, and we have talked about this before, that sometimes some of your foreign channels, like the one you were mentioning from in Iran, this is the only way that you're going to get news, real news, from outside the country, because I said the foreigners are looking at us, scratching their heads, wondering what in the hell is going on in this country. Craig in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm wondering, is this satellite system, I'm assuming it requires 115-volt power, correct?
It does. It runs off of 110 volts AC. It actually, the receiver runs off of 12 volts DC, so it has its own little power brick that converts, you know, the 110 volts AC down to 12 volts DC. We do have a lot of people off the grid that run these. The receiver itself runs very little power. It's a tiny little receiver. It only measures 5 inches by 4 inches by 1 inch tall. It easily fits in the palm of your hand and weighs less than about 1 pound. So the receiver's tiny. What would run more electricity would be the TV set that you hook it to if you want to watch TV. We do have a lot of rebroadcasters, and we have some folks that don't want to run a TV. You can come out of the audio port on the back. It has an 8-inch pin jack, and we have a little RCA cable that breaks it out to the red, white, and yellow composite. Yellow carries the video, and the red and white carries the audio. And we'll have folks that take the red and white and put it into an FM transmitter. Or play it on their local stereo. If they have a stereo at home, they put it on a little FM transmitter. Then they take their little transistor radio and they go outside and work in the fields or the garden and tune the transistor radio to the frequency that they put the satellite show on. Then they can listen to it outside.
Okay, but all practical purposes, if you don't have electrical power, this isn't going to really do you any good.
No, it's got to have power to make it work. Yeah, the satellite receiver powers up, and then it supplies 13 to 18 volts DC through the coax cable to power the little eye out in front of the dish. So it's got to have electricity.
All right,
doesn't
Craig,
run a lot,
we appreciate
but it's gotta have it.
You got to have it. I appreciate that. For those of you living off grid, see how dependent we become on electricity. Rick Kaler, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have you back on. Obviously, April 18th is the day, and we're going to let you pick one of those letters out for some deserving person to win a free Rick satellite so you can continue to listen to us here. We'll be back with Richard Gage after the break. Stay with us.
Only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. ShopThePowerMall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends, and you are my friends. You see what happens when we team up, get together. Everybody get together. Yeah, gotta love one another right now. Yeah, we got a power to the people. Got a little plastic Ono band going on there. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, March 24th, 2023. Wow, what a great deal. Thank you to whoever the anonymous donor is that bought a Rick satellite system for some deserving soul out there that wants to communicate with the real truth, with the real world. You know, this is the thing about the truth. Sometimes it hurts. Other times it's so beneficial. And that's one of the reasons. I mean, we call it Feel Good Friday. Sometimes we call it Feel Good Friday. Other times, you know, it's TGIF to many of you. Thank God it's Friday because it's the end of the work week. To others, it's TGIF. The government is F, substitute your own expletive. Because you're like me and others in so many ways that don't trust what our government is doing. Here we have a government that's designed to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. And it sure doesn't seem like that. All we have to do is turn in mainstream media and see what kind of shift show we got going on. That's pretty sad. And, you know, see, just when we thought that our kids were safe, all of a sudden now the Pentagon is supporting the use of puberty blockers to kids whose folks are in the military. I just, like, what is going on here? This is nuts. What else is nuts is that all of the truth about 9/11, and see, I put this out here on Daily Motion about what happened at the Pentagon and the fact that it was not a 747 or 57 that hit the Pentagon. It was a missile because, you know, all the video has been confiscated by the FBI. So this is what false flag attacks are all about. Well, it has come to the attention of many in the science world, and we've had people on in the science world that speak specifically to engineering. And there are organizations out there that talk about that, the engineering feat and what it took to bring down not only the Twin Towers on 9/11, but also WTC-7, which, of course, everybody that's been paying attention to that knows that the BBC aired the collapse of WTC-7 30 minutes before it actually happened. So, you know, and you're scratching your head going, okay, what's up with that? And what was in WTC-7 that they had to demolish that as well? You see, there's not a whole lot of things that make sense out there. And one of the guys that's been involved in this, very famous individual, who is an architect himself from San Francisco Bay and a member of the AIA, which is American Institute of Architects, he founded an organization called AE911 Truth. Richard Gage is on the show. Thank you so much for coming on, sir.
Oh, you are welcome. It is my honor.
Well, I tell you what, it's hard to find truthers out there, you know, because we have so many conspiracy theories floating around about what really happened and about Muhammad Atta and everybody else in there and whether they were working for the CIA or the Saudis or the Mossad or, you never see, but nobody's asking the real questions here. Because the government can cover all that stuff up. But when it comes to actually boots on the ground and what happened to these buildings, you and a group of other folks that have the same concerns are wondering, how did they bring these Twin Towers down? I mean, they didn't just fall over. They look like, to anybody on the average, I mean, when I saw them in the first place, I went, why are they imploding in themselves on themselves like a controlled demolition? And apparently there's a lot of other people that thought the same thing, including yourself, right?
Yep, and we're not wondering. We have the scientific evidence. It's irrefutable and overwhelming, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with your audience today.
Well, I appreciate that. And so the big thing is you've been practicing as an architect for over 20 years. You've worked on most type of building construction, including numerous fireproof steel frame buildings like the Twin Towers and WTC-7. So the thing is, knowing what you know, and then you saw this, and you became interested in researching how WTC-7 and the high-rises came apart and how they fell, based on 9/11 researcher David Ray Griffin. And, of course, you launched your own unyielding request for the truth about 9/11 as well. And, of course, this was part of a nonpartisan Association of Architects, Engineers, and Affiliates, the AE911 Truth. And you started this, and you have an article, richardgage911.substack.com and AE911truth.org and richardgage911.org. So I'm kind of curious. I guess we need to ask. We already know how this got started for you, but your first suspicions and what led you to think that there was some nefarious behavior going on. I'm going to turn the microphone over to you and let you go for it.
Yeah, it was quite shocking to hear David Ray Griffin on the radio that day. I learned about a third tower that came down on 9/11, and I'm an architect. I would have known if there was a third tower that collapsed on 9/11, and yet not one word from the American Institute of Architects, of which I'm one of 90 members. So I was just shocked to learn that here's a 47-story skyscraper, easily the largest building in most of our states, that on the afternoon of 9/11, after 7 hours after the towers, the Twin Towers had come down, after witnesses hear explosions, this building drops like a rock straight down uniformly, symmetrically, into its own footprint in under 7 seconds. And if you guys want to see this, you can see it on our website, richardgage911.org. As we're talking about it, it is unbelievable. And I say unbelievable because the official narrative tells us to believe that the building came down due to what? Normal office fires. Now, office fires have never brought down a steel frame, fire-protected skyscraper ever in history. And there's been many, many dozens of much hotter, larger, and longer-lasting fires in those buildings. So I knew that there was a problem. Of course, it looks exactly like the old hotels in Las Vegas when they bring them down. There's no difference. And yet, we have this ridiculous story coming out of NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, who was tasked by Congress to explain all three collapses to the American people. And yet, they do a miserable job, I'm telling you. They got $20 million to explain the collapses of all three buildings. And we have 1,000 pages of fluff. And they didn't even, with regard to the Twin Towers, they didn't even tell us how the buildings actually collapsed. They just go up to the initiation of collapse in their report. And yet that's what they were tasked with doing. So anyway, with Building 7, we also, as you alleged we have evidence of foreknowledge of the destruction of this building in that the BBC announces 20 minutes before the building collapsed that it had collapsed. That's incredible. They actually give the reason it collapsed also. Due to structural weakening when the towers went down, and yet it hadn't even collapsed yet, and it doesn't for 20 minutes. That's incredible. Also, though, we have these mysterious construction workers walking away from Building 7 in the late afternoon of 9/11 and hearing an explosion over their shoulder, looking back at the building, and then looking straight into the CNN camera and saying, did you hear that? That building's coming down, flame and debris coming down. Well, how do they know that the building, they say it's going to blow up too. How do they know it's going to blow up? It has a few small scattered fires throughout this building, which have never, again, brought down a steel frame skyscraper. So, sure enough, the building blows up in about an hour or so. So, yeah, we have some real problems with the official narrative of this third tower. And I start with that because no plane hit that building. And nope. What we're told is that nobody died in that building. And so it's a perfect case study as to us being messed with by the official narrative here on about 9/11.
Well, there's so many questions, Richard, that we ancillarily are asking, if that's even a word. But, you know, there's so much on the outside that people are wondering what was in. It was like Oklahoma City and the bombing there. And there's so many questions about that. But we then hear that, well, the Whitewater documents from the Clintons was in. I mean, there's all these things. You know, what was in there? It's like when a plane crashes, like TWA Flight 100, nobody's asking, well, who's on the manifest? Who did they want to take out that Brookhaven Labs launched a missile that people swear to God they saw at TWA Flight 800? Who is it was on board that aircraft they wanted to take out? And here we have a building that nobody's in and construction workers are walking away from and everything you've described. And the BBC is saying the building collapsed before it even did. And people are going, whoops. And then the narrative, it's always been about the narrative, hasn't it?
Yep. And the narrative has to completely avoid the evidence. I mean, evidence that was produced by the Federal Emergency Management Association, FEMA, in their earlier report on Building 7 that came out in 2002. They had a metallurgical examination in that Appendix C of that report that identified hot sulfur corrosion attack on the steel with molten iron penetrating into the steel. Guess what? They're talking about silver dollar sized holes in the steel, the ends of the beams being evaporated, according to Jonathan Barnett, fire protection engineer, the author of this report. So he's telling the truth, interestingly, but when NIST takes over this investigation, they throw all of this evidence out the window. And they produced their own report in 2008, which is 7 years after 9/11. We finally get an official narrative about the building coming down due to normal office fires, without any reference to the abundant evidence, not only in the ends of the beams being evaporated, which, by the way, takes 4,000 degree temperatures, and steel melting, which takes 2,800 degree Fahrenheit temperatures, more than 2 to 3 times what those fires could ever have gotten to in terms of temperature. So there's a complete disconnect in the official narrative because it cannot explain the phenomena like the U.S. Geological Survey found in all the World Trade Center dust, these billions and billions of, probably trillions, of small iron microspheres. These are previously molten iron droplets. That's incredible because iron is the byproduct of thermite. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So the U.S. Geological Survey themselves has identified in all of their dust samples these previously molten iron microspheres, which the EPA called a signature element of the dust. It's uniquely World Trade Center dust because of that, but none of them even speculate as to where these molten iron microspheres might have come from. It's incredible.
Well, the thing thermite is an explosive material they use to detonate and have controlled demolitions, is it not? I mean, let's get to the core of this.
No, it's not. It's not. Thermite is an incendiary which works by means of heat to destroy things. The Army uses it to destroy equipment, military equipment. It does not explode. So there's evidence of all of this heat, including photographs of the Crab Claw excavators pulling up this material dripping with molten iron and molten steel. The iron is different than the steel, of course, but we haven't used iron in our skyscrapers for over 100 years. So where does it come from? It can only come from thermite. So this is pretty incredible. And we have evidence also in the dust of unignited thermite. The previously molten iron microspheres is evidence of ignited thermite. But another team of scientists led by Niels Harrod in Copenhagen find in all the World Trade Center dust samples these curious red-gray chips. They look like paint. They thought they were paint, but they're attracted by a magnet. So they have a high iron content, the key ingredient of unignited thermite, along with aluminum. They find aluminum in there, too, when they do their analysis of these red-gray chips. So they find, with a nuclear microscope, zooming in 50,000 times to the red layer, they determine that there's rhomboidal crystals of what? Iron oxide, which is an aluminum powder in these small flakes. They this is the key ingredient of thermite. What's that doing in all the World Trade Center dust samples that they collected and analyzed? They get real curious. They put them in a heater, a differential scanning calorimeter, and they find that these chips ignite at 758 Fahrenheit. And guess what happens when they ignite? They produce molten iron microspheres with the exact same chemical signature as the molten iron microspheres found by the USGS and R.J. Lee, who couldn't identify where they came from. Huh. So the circle is complete. This is a set of corroborated experimental evidence that is self-corroborating that could put a lot of people away for treason and mass murder.
No doubt. Well, see, here's the thing, Richard, is that we already know that the thermite being an incendiary means it burns. It's the burning component in taking down all the structures. Something actually had to ignite it to get it to do what it's designed to do, which is to burn and destroy things, which is what you just said. And I wish we'd use thermite and all the stuff we left behind in Afghanistan when we pulled out of there. Mike in Alaska, you have a comment for Richard Gage?
Oh, yes. Good morning, David. Good morning, Richard. I've been following and listening to you for years. You are a true American hero. You put your butt on the line, and I know there are people have died over this information. You have a partner that went on coast to coast, and I called in about 2 in the morning and talked to him on live radio for about 10 minutes, and I just want to say thank you for everything you've done. You are a true American hero. And I want everybody out there to know that how important you are and your information and what you've done for this country and exposed these scumbag traitors that are running Washington right now. I mean, it's unbelievable. Because of you, I have done so much research on this, what I could do. And I saw the tower come down. I was in Alaska land in my RV getting ready to go to work. And I saw Tower 7 drop. And my brother was also getting ready for work. I looked at him and I said, Steve, nothing hit this tower. I go, it came straight down on its own footprint. What in the heck? I go, we're being set up.
Yep.
And now, years later, 2 years ago, I found a video on the internet of a lost camera, a video camera that was found. They developed it, and it was the backside of Tower 7, and I saw the detonations go from left to right and from right to left to the center about midway, and they were boom, 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 boom. Definitely detonations. You could see the flash. The building cracked almost dead center and collapsed within, I think, 4 seconds, 3 or 4 seconds. Like you said, it went into free fall. I saw that. Now, you cannot get that video. I can't find it anywhere anymore. It's been erased.
Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yes. And I found out, I started putting 2 to 2 together. Bill Clinton was behind it, and Louis Freeh, in my opinion, he was the head of the FBI. Now, check this out. He retired just before 9/11, but Louis Freeh was the head of the FBI for Ruby Ridge, Waco, the Oklahoma Federal Building, and I also think it was Flight 800. But now, I talked to your associate, who's also an architect. I forget his name now. He was on Coast to Coast, and he said another person had been taken out, killed, because I asked him, are you guys worried? Are you and Richard Gage worried about being hit, being taken out because of the truth? And he says, he, in his own way, said yes, and that somebody has already died in a car wreck. Now, I forget that person's name, but I asked him about Oklahoma Federal Building. He said, yes, it was taken out with the same fifth column, the same group of people. Bill Clinton was the president at the time. He was mired in the Monica Lewinsky scandal. He was going up for re-election. They took that building down, and they blamed it on Timothy McVeigh and the other guy. And
Terry Nichols.
They wanted to send a general in. This general wanted to go in. His whole purpose in the military was to study explosive footprints and patterns and the cause and to improve upon their detonation. He was dumbfounded. He said he could not believe that these concrete buttresses at the base of the Oklahoma Federal Building were blown out into the street. Now, these things weigh tons. Tons. And he said it looked to him like they were cut with thermite. And he said
that's Mike, I hate to cut you short, but I wish we'd have taken this earlier, but I want to give Richard the final comment here. I understand exactly where you're going, Richard. Mike alluded to the fact that, you know, there was have you gotten death threats because of this?
No, I haven't. So I'm very fortunate about that.
That's good
so
to know. We're out of time for the show, unfortunately. I mean, we could spend a whole hour with this, and we want to have you back because there's so much more to discuss. And we thank you for your time, Richard Gage. This is wonderful. See, there are people out there continuing to search for the truth here, folks. We're at the end of our show for Friday. We're going to be back on Monday. And just by the way, for those of you who have questions about Rick's satellite, I have a phone number for you. It's 816-228-1801. That's 816-228-1801. For those of you who want to talk to Rick Kaler at Rick Satellite, because here's another great way to bring in the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless all of you. God bless the United States of America. We got to get past these narratives, folks. See you on Monday.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.